Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
You know, when you think of the most fun and romantic times to be dating,
okay.
I think there's a few eras that definitely stand out. You know, like the 1950s with drive-in movies and sock hops.
Yeah, malt.
Milkshake counters. What were those called?
Yeah, malt
like where you sat and you each had a straw.
Yeah, you split in a shake.
That doesn't happen
Shake
anymore.
Shack? No, that's not it either.
Well, there's also the roaring 20s, too.
Wow,
with flapper girls and speakeasies. Mm-hmm. It was always a party. Oh, but probably the most romantic era was the Middle Ages.
What?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Just taking that special lady to a book burning, going on a moonlit witch hunt, and while the smell of rotting flesh just wafts through the town, and then you lock lips as the crowd chants, "Burn her!"
So that is
that was dark.
Would you like to burn the stink, m'lady?
Wow, who are we gonna decapitate tonight?
Oh, gets me in the mood every time. I'll tell you. I'm not the only one, because there's another guy out there who knows just how romantic the Renaissance was.
Uh-oh.
His name is Darren. He's on the phone with us right now
wizard.
For a second date update. What's up, Darren?
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah.
I'm guessing, I'm going to go out on a limb here, that we're leading to you're a Ren Faire type of guy.
I mean, I don't know if I'm that type of guy, but I did actually go to a Renaissance fair for sure, and I had a blast.
I've been to a few. They're actually really fun, whether you're into it or not.
All people ever tell me about them is the turkey legs or whatever
They're
y'all
so
eat.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to buy one.
What's the name of the fair maiden that you took to the Renaissance fair?
It was on a blind date. My buddy Troy was really digging on this girl, and so he asked me to be a wingman for him. And so
it was like a group of you that went.
Yeah, there were four of us. And so I went and I was with Melissa.
Okay.
Did you guys dress up for this? I mean, were you in full medieval garb?
Not full medieval garb. I don't have full medieval garb. But Troy bought us, I don't know if he was just being nice and probably showing off a little bit. But right when you enter, you can buy a few bits and pieces. And he bought us a hat and he bought me a scarf with this arm guard. So we kind of looked the part for sure.
Good.
That's good.
What kind of date activities do you do at a Renaissance fair? Like, do they have couples bloodletting?
No!
What do you do that's romantic there?
Couples bloodletting.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of what that era had.
The most entertaining part at the beginning was just sort of taking in all the people, just like watching all the folks who did take it really seriously. I was so surprised at the number of folks who, I mean, they had like an entire separate wardrobe, or maybe they walk around like this out in the world and I just have never seen them.
I feel like we're hearing a lot about the Renaissance fair and not so much about Melissa. Like, what did you feel? Like, it's a blind date. You didn't know anything going in.
Well, I mean, we were having a blast. Like, I felt like we were just laughing and having fun. It was just really easy.
Was there chemistry? I mean, was there like a romance?
I felt like there was. Like, yeah, you know, like by the end of it, before we went to the jousting match, we were like, you know, we would be walking and kind of like rubbing elbows and, you know, like we were getting closer. And
in medieval times, that was practically sex.
Yeah.
That's how you made babies back then.
Yeah.
She showed her elbows? What?
Yeah, she let me see her elbow. Right.
Burn her!
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's good, though.
Were there any lowlights of the Renaissance Fair, though?
I mean, she did confide that she was a volleyball player in college, and so I figured she was an athlete.
How is that a confession?
Bro.
What do you mean confide?
Yeah.
Well, we watched the jousting where, there were, knights on horses, and it was tons of fun. Then they opened up this sort of participant jousting section where you had to stand on a log and you sort of poke each other with these foam tip lances. And
okay.
So we jumped on the balance log and started goofing with each other with these lances. And she throttled me. She landed me a hit, it glanced off my shoulder and hit me in the neck. And I went down.
Oh no.
Did she apologize?
She, I mean, she was laughing. Troy was laughing. His date was laughing. I just sort of played it off like everything was cool. But I don't know if it was the mead or the grog or whatever. But I jumped back on that log and I went after it.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You saw
up.
Red.
Yeah. I just wanted to let her know that, yes, you're an athlete, but, you know, I can play this game too.
Oh, so competitiveness. And, okay.
I've been working with a lance for years, yeah. So I'm going to show you who's boss.
Is that fun?
I was having a good time. I was a little worried and am a little worried that I might have taken that just a little too far.
I'm a man. I can't get beat by a woman. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of like the vibe you're sending off right
but
now.
But it's in keeping with the Renaissance theme. Yeah. So you're just in character. That's not showing who you really are. Right.
But I think that we had enough of a great time that I could put it back together. I mean, we like laughed and giggled almost the whole time. It was really fun.
How did the Renaissance Fair end between you two? Was there a kiss or a hug?
Ooh. You know, there wasn't a kiss or a hug because we were with, you know, we were in the sort of duo date moment. But we definitely left. I definitely left showing interest. And I asked for her number. And she seemed very eager to give it another run.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Let's see what she has to say. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call the fair maiden Melissa for you, and we'll try and get you your second date update. All right, Darren?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, hold on. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, we've got Darren on the phone. He recently wingmanned for his buddy at a Renaissance fair. Yeah? And his blind date there was a woman named Melissa. He says they had a great time together, checking out the medieval merch, drinking mead. But things got a little weird when they did some playful jousting using foam lances. Because Darren lost to Melissa in the first round, got knocked off his perch, so he was embarrassed and came back, went full Sir Galahad on his date.
What's that?
I think we know what that means.
It's famous knight from the Renaissance
times.
Talk
about Sir Arthur. That's what I'm talking about. Merlin, baby.
Okay, well, Darren knows who Sir Galahad was, and he channeled that and, you know, basically beat the crap out of Melissa with the foam lance. So he's worried maybe he got a little too intense in the moment, and that could be the reason that she's been blowing him off. Is that right, Darren?
That is right, yeah. Pretty much recapped it pretty well.
He liked it all.
He's still laughing, thinking about like the memory of knocking her to the ground.
Well, and it was like, it sounds like you were kind of intimidated that she was a collegiate athlete to me. I mean, Alexis was a collegiate athlete on our show.
That's
I mean,
true.
Do dudes get really competitive with you because they knew you'd...
I mean, if I was to get beat by a guy, though, like, I wouldn't stop till I can try to beat him. So I think you have a good chance of getting her back.
Oh, she just wants
so that she can joust you again.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay.
I love that.
Good.
Okay, well, let's give her a call and find out what the reason is. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Melissa?
Yeah.
Hi, Melissa. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. You have a second to talk with us?
I guess. This is strange.
Sorry, I know it's a little bit weird, but I'm here with my co-hosts Brooke and Jose.
Hey!
And Alexis is here, yeah. Too.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi. What is this about?
This is about a segment that we do called the Second Date Update. It's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to your date for you to try and figure out the reason why they're ghosting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
It doesn't.
I don't know who would be calling you about me, but okay.
Well, the guy that emailed us, maybe you don't recognize him in his normal clothes, but maybe he's wearing his knight costume.
Okay. It sounds familiar.
Okay.
It still sounds crazy, but it's...
Yeah. I'm talking about Darren.
Mm-hmm.
That you went to the Renaissance Fair with?
Yes, we did. We did that.
Okay. The reason that Darren reached out to us is because he says he had a great time hanging out with you, but afterwards you've been blowing him off, and he's not quite sure why.
Well, first of all, I think it's crazy that he's reaching out to get in touch with me. That is beyond. But yeah. I'm gonna go along with this and say, yes, we had a good time. It was great.
Well, if you had a good time, how come you're not calling him back then?
Is it because he got a little too competitive when he was jousting you? I mean, he told us that you took him down and his little male ego got hurt, and so he got up and maybe got a little too competitive.
Yes, he did. He did get competitive. And I mean, you know, I'm competitive too, so I definitely understand the spirit of retaliation.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay.
And I also understand how fragile the male ego is. So, I let him win a couple, you know, after that, you know.
Oh, you let him win.
Oh, he didn't know
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Was that a turnoff? Was that like why you don't like
him? No, I mean, I'm used to that. I'm a woman, so I'm used to
it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like
for sure.
So it wasn't terrible. We laughed a lot. It was cool. But we were like walking around and stuff, and he said something to me that threw me off.
Okay.
At the time, I didn't really know. So I said to him that I had never been to a Renaissance Festival, which I hadn't.
Okay.
He said that he had never been to a Renaissance Festival, which I didn't find unusual because it's not like people go to those all the time. I guess I don't know.
All right.
He said that he hadn't been to that type of festival, but he had been to a fairy festival.
A fairy festival?
Oh. Like elves and fairies? Is that what you mean?
No, like furry. Like,
oh,
like
furry.
Furry.
Like,
oh,
furries.
Way different.
That's not the same.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Furries where you dress up in the big animal costumes and they say it's not necessarily a sexual thing, but you.
It is,
but
though.
The romance happens.
Well, so I didn't know what that was, but I was just like, you know, okay, I was just going to take that home because I'd like to Google things. So I looked into it like, what kind of festival is this? Thinking like, well, maybe we could do that the next time, you know?
Yeah.
No. I mean, you could.
So I looked it up and I was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
And
totally.
So I guess I don't need to tell y'all, you said it's like a festival for, you
I
know.
I think they
like,
call them conventions.
Orgies.
I don't know that they always are, though, because I had a girlfriend stay at a hotel once that had a furry convention going on.
She hooked up with one, didn't she?
No, but there was, like, schedules for, like, nap time in the lobby where they would all go cuddle together.
What?
And she said when you would get in the elevator with them, they would all pack in together because they like to be really close and tight together.
I haven't heard of this. I don't think this is normal.
Oh, really? Was it really your friend, quote unquote? I have this weird friend.
I swear.
And I just happen to know all the details about the convention from what she told me. Obviously, I didn't go.
I think it's fascinating.
Okay, but for you, Melissa,
that it's not always sexual. That's what I'm saying.
But for you, Melissa,
what I read was quite sexual, and it was quite freaky and a little bit too freaky for me. And I'm like, you know, if we go out, I don't want him trying to, you know, put me in some
bunny rabbit.
You don't want to be a little panda bear?
No, I didn't want this to escalate into anything that I was not comfortable with, so I just decided that I wasn't going to call him back. That's all.
I'm sorry. I know that you don't like escalating things, but I have to escalate this conversation just a little bit and let you know Darren has actually been on the other line listening, and he heard everything that you said.
Why would y'all set me up like that?
I'm sorry.
That's part of the show.
He was desperate.
Darren, take off your giant squirrel head. Are you still there?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I am still here. I am.
Did you hear what Melissa said? Why she's freaked out?
I did. I'm like, I actually forgot that I even brought that up. It was just like not even a thing for me.
I
it was just like a silly little, you know, wingman date kind of experience, similar to this like Ren Faire thing.
You wingmaned at a furry convention too?
Who are you hanging out with? I think it's fun.
It was not pitched to me as a furry festival. It was pitched to me as like an animal costume thing.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, like, I was curious, and there were some really interesting behaviors going on, and I was just sort of a fly on the wall.
Melissa, are you listening to him? I mean, I think it sounds like he went to this thing once. He wanted to see what it's about, check it out. I mean, I don't think he's going to put you in a puppy costume anytime soon.
Yeah, I could have overreacted. You know, Google will have you doing that, though.
Yeah, it's like,
you're right.
But, Darren, did you participate? I know you were a wingman, but did you participate in any of the extracurricular, you know, like
my God.
The adult stuff.
I get what you're asking, Melissa, and I'm so embarrassed that I have to answer this, but no, I did not participate. I watched some interesting stuff go on, but I did not do any of it.
Okay. Didn't
I think that it's cool, Melissa.
Don't you think just watching people do weird stuff is maybe worse than just participating?
Guys.
No, I don't.
Kink shame,
okay? Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's wrong with just
Look,
bars?
Okay.
Why do people have to go to these places?
You go to bars, but you're dressed like a squirrel.
Yeah.
People watching is okay, but, you know.
That's a little different, though.
At least he didn't wingman at BronyCon. Then it'd be a different story, maybe.
I'd still be okay with that.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is. What is BronyCon?
Don't Google anything anymore.
Oh,
I'm like, you know, I can't believe that I'm letting you all let me know that I'm a square. This is terrible.
Well, hold on. Maybe
we
can round you out a little bit, because we want to offer to send you on another date with Darren, and we'll pay for it. Yeah. Doesn't have to be to any convention. Maybe just a normal dinner date.
That might be a better, like, reset.
Yeah, you could start by wearing a wig, and then we'll build up to, like, more and more of a costume thing. Oh, Darren loves it.
Yeah,
there you go.
He's gonna
watch. Okay, as long as he wears one, too.
Okay.
Oh, so that's a yes.
That is a yes.
Oh,
all right.
Yay. I think that's awesome.
Congratulations, right. Darren. You got your second date.
We did it. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Melissa, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed until he takes off the giraffe costume.
Oh, my gosh.
You say he's overcompensating.
A little bit.
Moving 92.5.